frustrated and angry that the House had canceled an expected vote on hurricane assistance for the victims of Superstorm Sandy. New Jersey's governor unleashed a lengthy criticism of Congress and Republican House Speaker John Boehner.
It is why the American people hate Congress.
Joining us live this morning, Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico. And Jonathan, it didn't take long for Boehner to react and get this up for a vote.
Yeah, and I'm not terribly surprised by that. I'm not sure that he wasn't planning already to get this going for a vote. We'll see part of it done this week in terms of flood insurance money, and then the rest of the money in mid-January when they come back for legislative work again.
What were they thinking postponing this vote on something they knew ultimately they were going to have to vote for?
Well, they haven't said this, but my sort of educated guess on this is that had they gone on to vote for Sandy and had the House Republicans, particularly the conservative House Republicans, believed that they were going to do that, they might have lost votes on the fiscal cliff because they were so upset that there were no spending cuts in that fiscal cliff deal. To then turn around and add tens of billions of dollars in spending on Sandy would have had some cognitive dissonance for a lot of those Republicans who voted for the fiscal cliff deal.
But we were led to believe this was done in a kind of a fit of pique with Boehner upset with Eric Cantor.
You know, that's been widely rumored, and yet no one's actually, so far as I can tell, been able to confirm that the motivations of John Boehner in this. It's sort of it's an interesting theory that basically is rooted in the idea that the worst thing that you could do to Eric Cantor is to hurt him in New York with a donor base, which is sort of, there are a long set of things that you'd have to believe for that to be true, and I haven't seen any evidence of that.
You know, you begin to wonder whether there wasn't a terrible miscalculation here. Wasn't the deal that Boehner and the president were working on, the one that Boehner ultimately walked away with before he put his plan B on the table, wasn't that a better deal in terms of the number of cuts as they would be a ratio to the tax increases?
Absolutely, it was a better deal. But the problem Boehner had was that his caucus couldn't take yes for an answer. That's been a problem for him for 2 years, and I don't expect that's going to change much in the 113th Congress. These guys believe that they're going to win every battle, no matter how bleak it actually looks for their side, no matter how much more ammunition the other side has. They believe they're going to win until the very last minute when they lose, and even then, sometimes afterward, they look around and go, "Why? You know, we had everything in a row to win, even though they didn't." So I think there's a collective. I don't know what the right word is, but sort of a collective will to be led into this belief that they're going to win everything.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico.